music and work I did. Got myself a half-crop farm and worked as fast as hard as I could. Besides my regular crop, I'd work Saturday afternoon and night and Sunday after church. So only trying to fulfill my goal the only way I knew, hard work. Big hit. From the golden age of American rock and roll, the special country edition there.
So,
and, yes.
Yes.
I was thinking about Waterloo, but...
Well, you wondered
yes.
if it had a name change. And there's three cities that are very close together in Ontario. Kitchener, Waterloo, and Cambridge. And Kitchener used to be called Berlin during the war.
First World War.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
So they changed it by referendum in 1916.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. It was named back in the 1830s after the capital of Russia, but Prussia, sorry.
It's 1 minute after seven.
Yes.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are the Saturday Morning Show here for you for one more hour. There's the Stuff Files, the Weird, the Wacky, the Wonderful at 8 o'clock. By the way, we played a little bit earlier. There ought to be a Moonlight Saving Time, in case you missed it there. Guy Lombard. It was number one hit for them.
Oh, really?
Yes, 1931. And as well, I mentioned Ted Lewis with his Only a Shadow.
Is that more or less when they brought in Daylight Savings Time? Is in the 30s?
Get Neil Culligan on the phone.
No. We could look it up ourselves.
I think it was the anniversary, too. Yeah, Ted Lewis, born on this day in 1890. As I mentioned, Shanty Tell was his big hit there. 107. All right. I'm just thinking we'll have the weather in just a second. And before that, Stan Getz died on this day in 1991 at the age of 64. Known for, well, lots of things. No, we're not playing. Girl from Ipanema. I know that
we've
played before. This from the definitive Stan Getz, just before Carol does the weather, appropriately enough.
Thank you.
from the definitive Stan Getz. Now, you like your jazz, do you?
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
Right you are. Now, this song we played, the tune we played from Stan Getz, people want to know, Carol. It's called
Yes?
Early Autumn.
What?
Yeah.
We've just got summer.
Have you got the weather there?
Finally. Well, it just arrived, as you said that. Okay, so it's now 16 degrees out there and sunny. Barometric pressure still 101 and rising. Humidity 80%. Wind coming from the south-southeast at 16. And it's going to be sunny all day. We'll have some wind coming from the south at 30, gusting to 50 in the afternoon, and a high of 32. And a humidex of 35.
Ouch.
That gives it a yellow warning for heat. So pay attention. If you're going to be outside, stay in the shade. Wear the appropriate clothing.
Sunny.
Yes. Like cover your head with a hat.
I was thinking like a beekeeper's outfit.
Eyes. That might be too much.
Okay.
Yeah. Carry water. Water bottle.
Wherever you go.
As long as you're not going to a FIFA World Cup game, you can take a water bottle with you.
Fortunately, I'm going to be talking about medicine now. So.
Oh, right.
There are two people who should know all about this, and you can ask them. And that's,
okay.
McNally Robinson Booksellers,
yes.
Next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, free admission. Dr. Brian Goldman coming to tell his new
book. Oh, right.
He wrote, of course, The Night Shift, Real Life at the Heart of the ER. New book. And he's the host, of course, of CBC Radio's White Coat, Black Art. Might even be on today. It's Christopher.
Yes, it's on today at about 1:30, I think.
Right. And Terry O'Reilly then at 11:30.
Yeah.
Was under the influence.
Yep.
He emailed me back and he was interested in the Dolores Claman.
Oh,
because, of course, all the work she did in advertising. And so I mailed him a CD of that interview you and I did with Dolores in London yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait to hear back from him.
Well, the interview you and I did a few years ago, you sent yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Goldman, best-selling author. So, as I say, the new book, Casino Shift, Stories from an ER on the Edge. Yeah, it's the overnight shift, the casino shift, the book's title. Types of situations faced by ER doctors and patients. So he'll be joined in conversation by Winnipeg doctor, educator, and best-selling author, Dr. Jillian Horton.
Yes.
We're all perfectly fine. Dr. Goldman, then, thank you. Welcome to Winnipeg.
He said he didn't want to go to Winnipeg, that he couldn't chase a girl to Winnipeg. And he said that if I went, that I'd go. His friends and great career for a place you only see the sun once a year. And he said he never would have come to care for me if he'd only known. And he said that I must understand.
Do something.
Jillian Horton, yeah. Who will be chatting with Dr. Brian Goldsmith next Tuesday. McNally Robinson Bookseller, 7 p.m. with his new book, The Casino Shift, Stories from an ER on the Edge.
Yes, she's got a good sister. You can't fault a good sister. And what's with the boyfriend thinking there's no sun in Winnipeg? I don't get that. Prairies are the sunniest place in Canada.
As far as we know.
Well, that's what
he must
all been,
he was probably wearing blinders. Now, there's something funny in the...
going by things he more or less heard.
There's something funny either in the CD, though, or online about...
Yeah.
Because she says something about so-and-so wants to thank so-and-so and welcome home. And you go,
Her sister.
No, somebody else.
Oh.
As well.
Well, I have to listen to it again.
Well, you'd have to go to the launch and ask her. So what happened to that guy?
She maybe never kept track.
7:15 is the time.
I'm Jill Heinerth, author of Into the Planet, My Life as a Cave Diver, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9.
A cave diver.
Yes. Choked up here.
We all know you have to be careful if you're diving in caves.
I was just thinking,
yes,
as we mentioned earlier, because we'll deliver. We go to England, and we go and we see a big sign for a community choir. We go and they welcome us.
Yes.
And they're going to be singing Blue Velvet, one of the songs.
Yes.
I say very loudly, yep, that was a Bobby Curtola song.
Yep, yep.
1960s, I was...
Canadian, like anything.
Carol,
Thunder Bay.
Carol says... I'm not so sure. I know. Looks up and Carol.
I thought, well, he knows.
Brings my attention to the fact that it was Bobby Vinton.
Once you got home.
So, you started about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I'm at Inn of the Music.
Yes.
Well, I'm there every week. And I look at that back wall.
Oh, right.
A lot of the LPs are a dollar. And on the way out, there's a great big stack of things on the floor to help yourself.
Oh, well, don't you have to buy something to help
yourself? It says free. Help yourself.
Okay.
Help us get rid of it. Well, two LP set of Bobby Vinton called The Many Moods of Bobby Vinton. I think, oh, great. Now that I put
it
on
the mood like
turntable, I see there's a bit of a boo-boo running across it. So we're going to try it.
Okay.
So this
it
is
doesn't work,
Blue
that's
Velvet,
why.
And
okay.
This is Bobby Vinton.
Okay.
She wore blue velvet, whoa, whoa. Bluer than velvet was the night, whoa, whoa, whoa. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours. Ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow. Like a flame burning brightly. But when she gone was the glow of blue velvet, whoa, whoa. But in my heart they'll always be, whoa, whoa, whoa. Precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet. They'll always be, whoa, whoa, whoa. Precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
That's Bobby Vinton with Blue Velvet. Not Bobby Curtola, not Bobby Day, Bobby this, Bobby that, Bobby, yeah. Many moods of Bobby Vinton, for example, Roses Are Red, that was a big two, a big hit, yes. Bouquet of Roses, Mr. Lonely.
Oh, right.
Yep. All Lonesome Me, yep. All Alone Am I, anyways. 2LP. Thank you. Into the Music. Pop in. Flash your friend's card.
Yes.
Which is good for a 10% discount on regular price merchandise.
The friend's card that you got from CKUW from donating.
$35.
$35 or
in
more.
In lieu of a tax receipt. And it's good for a year.
Yeah.
It's good for your Dooley Records as well, just up right next to CBC here on Portage Avenue.
Across the road, yeah.
They're in there, and there's several other spots, music, but as well restaurants, et cetera,
varieties. Yes.
Goods and services, good for you. We need your help here as we're probably moving to a remote location within a week or two.
Yes.
Not necessarily, I don't think, but
they've
after
been
that.
Packing things up here
well,
like
I'm
crazy.
Looking at the pipes, of course, and you can see where they are brown around the edge.
Oh,
that
dear.
Be good.
And that's not
who can
pleasant.
Work. Who can work when their desk has things are dribbling on it? Nobody wants
well,
to.
Well, you're sitting under, it's
Ick.
Not a blanket.
Ick.
It's plastic.
Yes.
And that's not good.
No. And so we'll let you know we know more. We plan to train and end up in the remote. I don't think it'll change our show too much. We'll do the best we can with what we have.
Right.
Details to follow.
Yes.
And it's not too bad in here. The ventilation system has gone wacky here at the University of Winnipeg.
Yes.
So we have stripped down. We're actually doing the show in the nude.
Well, and, yeah, almost.
It's a mental nudeness, girl, yeah. is what I meant to say.
Okay.
At 7:21.
Yes.
What have you got for the folks?
Well, I'm just, I've got a special day that's happening in Ireland, and I need you to start the music for me so that I can go ahead with it.
Okay.
Right.
I'm thinking about...
Yes.
What about something called Saturday Morning would do the trick?
Oh, that would do it.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's not in particular to Saturday morning. But today's a special day in Ireland. And anybody who's over there that understands Irish, excuse my pronunciation, but it's something like Cruinniú na nuach, which is, hey kids, be creative. And it's a day of creativity for children in Ireland. And so I thought, what a great idea. So I tried to come up with a few things you could do to be creative. And they have that Motion Mania thing on at the Children's Museum. And it's a thrilling, first of all, is their description. It's a 2,000 square foot interactive journey into motion and energy. And it was put together by the Ontario Science Centre. And you can design, build, test your own roller coaster experience. Yikes! And more than 30 other unique parts. And you can have a ball, unraveling force, energy, friction, inertia, all kinds of things. And they do have, if you're having a birthday party, for example, during that pie, they've got plans anyways. Where you can make a bouncy ball from scratch and do things like that. The art gallery, as we know, has got children's programs. You have to go to their website and see if there's anything on currently. But the occasional Sunday, I'm not sure if it's every Sunday, but in any case, some Sundays is free at the art gallery. And you can always get a number of ideas of what to do creatively at the art gallery. And right now, yes?
I have something for the children I could teach
well,
them this
that's a visual
one.
Thing.
Yep.
It looks like you've got a broken finger in
yep.
your...
in your thumb, and then you make your thumb go
it.
Like this. And some people okay. throw up.
Right,
yep.
yes.
Yep.
Right now, at the art gallery, they have, again, don't speak Inuktitut, so don't know how to pronounce... Abraham Angik Rubin.
Right.
And he's interested in stories, myths, legends of his ancestors in the Western Arctic. And that influences his work. And you can, there's a gallery of his things on right now at the art gallery. And here's something else. Wolseley Wool has Learn to Crochet and Learn to Knit classes for kids.
Okay.
So you could phone them or go to their website and see if they have something on right now.
Start with the scarf.
Yes. Or you can dream up your own thing.
Okay.
Like sometimes we see, you know, in those little free libraries up and down the streets, and there'll be little rocks that somebody has painted pictures,
yes. yeah.
or they've painted aphorisms or something on the little rocks, and that's a fun thing to do and surprise people with. And you can leave them on the edge of your lawn, or you could go to one of those little libraries and leave them in there, and just for people to either enjoy or pick up and take home with them, put them in their pocket.
Possibilities.
So there's all kinds of creative things. You can create a song, make your own music. And here's the thing. You create a song and sing it especially to your parents or grandparents, and they will be so impressed. Because parents and grandparents, it doesn't take much.
I'm for them singing, to be singing a song for my dad. I'm singing. Remember that?
That's
elf?
Right. And they would just, yep.
The look on his face.
Yes.
I remember.
Oh, thank you. But grandparents are thrilled whenever shown some little
but
tiny
sing loud, because grandparents have trouble hearing. Sing it really loud as you can.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, those are just a few things you could do.
I've got one thing for you here, the National Gallery in London.
Yes.
The Roden Center for Creative Learning. Celebrate children's creativity in this exhibition of artworks by UK primary schools. They also have, they did boats, decoration, buildings, under the water. You can look it up online. Costumes as well. Much more impressive than anything I could have done, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes. And the other thing about is the Winnipeg Public Library.
Yes.
We want to mention next Saturday, a teen study space. Drop in the library to study in a quiet space just for teens. Read a book, prepare for exams, find your focus. 1 to 4 in the Ackman Children's Room at the Henderson Library.
Right. But there's often things on at any or all of the libraries for kids to do.
Junior record breakers. Want to be a world record breaker? Join us for this fun program. You'll learn about world records, do some trivia, attempt to beat a world record yourself, ages for 9 to 12, 60 minutes. Next Saturday, June 13th, 2 to 3, the meeting room at the William Stevenson Library. There you go. You have to register.
Yes.
But there are 18 seats left.
Well, speaking of that, if you want to learn to knit, next Saturday is Knit in Public Day. And there is something at the north end, I guess, across, between Portage and the pedestrian bridge. There's people gathering knitting. And if you want to learn to knit, there'll be dozens of people there.
You could set up a guillotine.
Happy to help you.
You could set up a guillotine.
No, I don't
think so. And people could knit at the foot of it, like Madame Defarge.
No, wrong.
Knit.
That's not the point.
Well, we should thank Raffi for playing behind us here.
Thank you, Raffi.
Doing Saturday morning.
Yep.
Yes. It was withdrawn from the Winnipeg Public Library. 3 CDs, and I got it for $1.
Okay.
Thank you, Raffi. At 7:27. So, why did we do all this? Well, because it was time.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Oh. And it was. We're running a little behind our time,
boys. Yes, those were things
for
kids.
We have yet another song that explains your grandparents. This is a song your grandparents thought was really funny and had to learn all the words to and sing along with.
Yes.
It's hard to explain these things now, but at the time, it seemed like a treat.
Step right up, folks, and see little Egypt do a famous dance of the pyramids. She walks, she talks, she claws on a bear like a reptile. Just one thing dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks!
I went and bought myself a ticket and I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain up and when they turned the spotlight way down low, little Egypt came out strutting wearing nothing but a button and a bow, singing, a catch, 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 on a tour. She laid her hair down and she did the hoochie-coochie real slow. When she did a special number on a zebra skin, I thought she'd stop the show. And when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience. And then she turned around. She had a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine, saying Phoenix, Arizona, 1949.
nine.
Yeah, but let me tell you people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore. She's too busy mopping and taking care of shopping at the store. Cause we've got seven kids and all day long they crawl around the floor. Singing,
from 100 novelty songs. Can't play all of them, boys and girls, but the ones we can, we do. Just to
it'll take us a couple of years to get through it all.
Speaking of children's performers,
yes.
Today's Free Press, The Intersection, Where Life Meets Culture, full page
yes.
on Rocky Berlay.
Oh,
AKA
really?
AKA Peter Jordan, yes.
Yeah, whatever
Rocky's
happened
Road,
to Rocky.
David Sanderson for Noodle Wave Pioneer, You Could Never Be Too Old to Play.
What was his band, the Plastic Noodle
Band, I think, yes.
Something, yeah.
And he had a thing about Pink Flamingos, you may remember.
Yes.
Which is a Transcona thing.
Rocky Rouletti.
I Am the Man, of course, and we played recently Traffic Jam.
Oh, right.
With Louise Petty doing the voiceover on
yes.
that. And we've played his Goof on the Roof
yes.
a while back as well. Anyways, since 2022, veteran singer Jennifer Hansen
oh,
has
right.
helped organize a benefit concert with all proceeds going toward humanitarian aid in Ukraine. So that she finally managed to get it together on happen on the day when
right.
Rocky could come out.
Okay.
She says, I've known Pete for most of my life, wanted him to take part since the beginning. Finally, the stars have aligned. So, full page, he says, '82 group enters songwriting contest, A&M Records. Rocky Rouletti, the one winner for two original compositions, Goof on the Roof and Sex Wars, on a compilation titled Trans-Canada Rock. And what is this on the follow page? Yes, you may remember he was national bits on This Hour's 22 Minutes.
Yes.
Starbrick Mercer. Ultimately, It's a Living.
Right.
Remember that
yes.
series?
Yes,
I'm pretty
that
sure
was good.
I did the voiceover for that.
Yes,
the
you did some. Yep.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
I think I got a hat.
It was like a summer replacement show.
They gave me a baseball hat.
They gave you a baseball hat.
Oh, he
cap.
Did a lot of,
yep.
Different jobs on that, yeah. So for last two decades, split his time between, he'd been a teacher as well, of course, acting in locally shot movies. He's in The Stone Angel with Ellen Burstyn, 2009, New in Town. I saw him. I was an extra in that. But he dressed, he was full regalia as the fire chief.
He was probably yeah. actor.
Yeah, I was just better to be fully dressed in that movie. I'm telling you, it was minus 30. And playing the occasional musical gig with his nephew's group, the Retro Rhythm Review, and producing short films for Birch Bark Productions. To develop educational resources that encourage and celebrate Indigenous knowledge in the classroom and workplace. Full page.
Wow.
Today's Winnipeg Free Press, then, The Intersection. Well done, Rocky. Still out there.
Yes.
Making it happen. 7:34. So our march, appropriately
right.
enough, around the breakfast table this morning. This
June 6th.
June the 6th. Let's have the longest day.
Thank you.
Longest Day, and who composed that march, Carol?
Oh, let me go back and have a look.
Hey.
Paul Anka.
That's right.
From Ottawa, you know.
That's right. Hokey the movie, doodle. Of course, June the 6th, this is the anniversary, June the 6th, 1944. And the band, the Central Band of the British Legion?
The Central Band of the Royal British Legion,
right,
yeah.
737, then. Now, we mentioned off the top, sports, FIFA coming up.
Yes.
But it was friendly last night between Ireland and Canada.
Yes.
Those of you listening to us in Ireland, you may wish to cover your ears while I say that it was 1-1.
It was a draw.
It was a draw. Canada scored the first goal.
Yes.
And then a foot should never meet another man's face. And we took a foul, and they scored, and that's how it finished. The least we can do is play some Irish music.
Yes.
I've been north and I've been south and I've been east and west. I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best. Just a little town I call my own. Dublin can be in heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry. You're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air. There are diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer. What will whatever fate may send? Here my roots are deep in friendly ground. Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry. You're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland. There's magic in the air. There are diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. In the merry month of May, home I started, left the girls at tomb. Really broken hearted, saluted father dear. Kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer. Me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn. Here where I was born, hard to stop my corn. To banish ghosts and goblins, brand new air abroad. Rattling o'er the box and frightening all the dogs. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cut the hair and turn her down the rocky road. And all the way to Dublin, back for all your heart.
Next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived a view of that fine city. So then I took a stroll all among the quality. Me bundle hit the score all in any locality.
Something crossed me mind when I looked behind. No bundle could I find upon me sick a hobble. Inquiring for the road, they said me can a prog wasn't much involved. On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hot the hair and turn around the rocky road. And all the way to Dublin, back for Aldera, back for Aldera. Well, the boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, me blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's heil. They began abusing her, rainy sources, and slaly island flights. And all my boys were dying, so I was a hobbling with the loud hooray. Joined in the affray, we quickly cleared away. For the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hair and turn her down the rocky road. And all the way to Dublin, back for Aldera. Back for Aldera.
Yes, we could suggest that to our choir. What do you think?
For September. It's certainly rousing.
Yes. The Irish tenors, Finbar Wright, Anthony Kearns, Ronan Tynan, with a little Dublin medley there. Dublin Can Be Heaven, Rocky Road to Dublin. Hold your hour and have another. It's 7:42.
Yes.
I've got a couple of anniversaries here. Died on this day in 1891, Johnny MacDonald.
Oh.
Canadian politician, I'll say, businessman as well.
Right. Right.
Prime Minister, died of a stroke at the age of 76. Here's one Prime Minister talking about another Prime Minister talking about another Prime Minister.
What?
There are some people who believe that because from day to day in the House of Commons that we clash in debate, that thereby we become bitter enemies personally. Nothing of the kind. Strong men have strong opinions. They express them strongly. That's always been so. Laurier and MacDonald clashed. Yet I think the finest tribute that was ever paid to anyone in Canadian public life was that of Wilfrid Laurier, as he then was, 2 days after the passing of Sir John. It's a great piece spoken from the heart. These are a few of the quotations from Wilfrid Laurier's words. I think it can be asserted that for the supreme art of governing men, Sir John MacDonald was gifted as few men in any land or in any age were gifted. Gifted with the most high of all qualities, qualities which would have made him famous wherever exercised, and which would have shone all the more conspicuously the larger the theater. It may be said without any exaggeration whatever that the life of Sir John MacDonald from the date he entered Parliament is the history of Canada. He was connected and associated with all the events, all the facts, which brought Canada from the position Canada then occupied, the position of two small provinces having nothing in common but a common allegiance, united by a bond of paper and united by nothing else, to the present state of development which Canada has reached.
Wow.
John Diefenbaker.
Yeah.
Prime Minister John Diefenbaker speaking of. Laurier speaking of Johnny MacDonald. From.
Yeah.
Bit of vanished vinyl titled I Am a Canadian. On the wit of Johnny MacDonald, some of his own personal experiences in public life. Wasn't easy being a child of John A. I say that because Hugh John MacDonald found that out, of course. And if you want to know more about that and about more about Hugh John, I'm doing a walk as Hugh John MacDonald next Saturday, June 13th, from noon till 1:30. We started Dalnevert on Carlton Street, just between Broadway and Assiniboine there. We go rain, we go shine. You have to register. We're looking for 20 people. There are 10 seats left for that.
Oh, okay.
And it's a walk,
so
as I say, an hour and a half. We finish at the Winnipeg Public Library, the local history room.
Right.
Because we talk a little bit about the buildings and the houses, and you can look up, indeed, your own family history, house, Henderson directories, that sort of thing.
So when is the first one?
First one is next Saturday, noon till 1:30.
Okay.
10 seats. Now, we'll do it again on the 20th, the following Saturday, and there are still 20 for that.
Oh,
if we're going to do it at all, you better sign up, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Anyways, Winnipeg Public Library, thank you. And, of course, we started Dalnevert, which was Hugh John's home.
Yes.
I'm talking a bit about Dalnevert. Lots of things going on there. I was just looking at their schedule. You should, too. Look up Dalnevert events.
Okay.
And you can see what they carry right through the year. There's good things happening. We haven't even started talking yet about Halloween. Possibility.
Ooh.
Possibility. Or Christmas. Too far away, too far away. 7:47.
32 degrees today.
You see, on this day, in 2003, Dave Roberry died. He of the Animals. Well, of course, he replaced Alan Price when, A, he'd had enough and hated flying anyways.
Huh?
So he took over on keyboards.
Right.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it.
Keyboards from The Animals. It's a CD. It's got 24 cuts. It's the A's, the B's, and the EPs. I see I paid £7 for that. Bought it in London at $7.50. Carol, bit of jumble for you. Okay, what is this? I'm going to try a jumble word on you.
Oh, man.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
D-R-A-B.
D-R-A-B. Bear? No. Bead.
D-R-A-B.
D-R-A-B. Drab.
Bard. Bard.
Oh, Bard.
Shakespeare.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Theater Review in today's Winnipeg Free Press.
You should never have a word that could be two things.
Get out.
Drab or Bard.
You're right.
Yeah.
Drab? Oh, no. It got 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh, excellent.
As You Like It, Shakespeare in the Ruins, as reviewed by Randall King.
Oh.
So it's 2.5 hours, and of course it's at the Ruins. Right?
Yes.
When I say ruins, I mean Shakespeare in the Ruins.
Yes.
St. Norbert.
St. Norbert,
of course, yes.
Yeah.
Now, it only runs till July the 5th.
Ruins.
So we want to, A, check the weather, get on it now. Thank you. Today's Free Press. Right.
Yeah.
7:51.
Yes. Do you want a jumble?
Okay, let's have a jumble.
Okay.
Yep.
E-U-G-D-I.
Guide.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Because today is the birthday. I'm just flipping through here. Could it be the death day then? Yes. For Ronnie Gilbert. Died 2015. the age of 85. We always think of her with the Weavers. Well, right. She was an American folk singer, songwriter, actress, political activist, one of the original members of the Weavers. Born in New York City, yeah, strong sense of social justice, gave credit this to her mother, who had been involved with the Polish-Jewish Bund, went to Anacostia High School, almost expelled because of resistance to participating in a blackface minstrel show with white students, citing Paul Robeson's denunciations of racism. Came to Washington, World War II, the age of 16, government job, joined a protest folk singing group, the Priority Ramblers, involved with the Office Workers Union, worked for the Textile Workers Union.
Wow.
Well, we know her for folk music, but she could do the early English stuff, too. Had a crystalline voice. Do we have time? We'd have time. From the Sound of Folk Music, this is Ronnie Gilbert.
Okay.
My window, my love, go from my window, my dear. Oh, the wind is blowing high, and the ship is lying by, and you cannot get a harboring here. My window, my love, go from my window, my dear. Oh, the wind is in the west, and the cockle's in his nest, so you cannot get a harboring here. My window, my love, go from my window, my dear. Oh, the wind and the rain have brought you back again, but you cannot get a harboring here. My window, my love, go from my window, my dear. Oh, the devil's in the man, and he will not understand that he cannot get a harboring here.
Gilbert from a bit of vanished vinyl. The Sound of Folk Music, an English folk song that, of course, came to America through the Appalachians. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
And we will be back next Saturday morning, 6 till 8 for you here on the Saturday Morning Show.
Yes.
Hope you'll join us then. Stay tuned for the Stuff File, Weird, Wacky, and Wonderful. Carol McKibben, the current weather.
When we say stuff, it's S-T-U-P-H.
Can't you look it up? Current weather?
Well, it's 18 degrees now. And it's going to be hot and sunny all day and tomorrow as well. So take the correct attitude towards all this and dress for it and carry a bottle of water around with you, perhaps.
It's probably the way to go.
Yes.
We're back as well for next Thursday, I should mention as well. That's Pages, Radio for Readers. And when we know more about what's happening here and the remote and all the rest of it, we'll share it with you.
Yeah, we might have our training by next week.
Don't expect to be off the air, I'm putting it that way.
Right.
All right. I think we'll leave it at that. and say Jack Haley died on this day in 1979. American vaudeville screen actor, singer, well, dancer. And of course, what do we remember him best for? As the Tin Man.
Yeah.
In The Wizard of Oz.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart.